Time to talk some racing. The Darley Scone Cup Carnival coming up this Friday in Scone, and the rest of the meeting move to Rose Hill on Saturday. We are joined by the head trainer of Godolphin in Australia, James Cummings. James, do you have a Ferrari yet?
Jared. I think I might need to borrow something out of your garage.
Oh, please. I mean, Clarkies.
You're sitting there amongst a couple of legends. You're going better than I am.
Yeah, look, Clarkie will give us a drive one day. But, look, right. We want to get Clarkie up to Scone. Now, you tell us, you're a regular, obviously, at the Darley Scone Cup Carnival. Of all the carnivals, where does Scone rate for you?
It's got to be right up there. I reckon I recall a few years ago sitting out on the ledger lawn with you, Benny Way, and the girls, and just enjoying the horses and the camaraderie of the Scone Cup Carnival. Yeah. You remember those days?
Yeah, I sure do. It's hard to beat.
That was. I think that was before you were a big name.
Here we go. James, now you've touched on something. You know, he swans around in the office now. Don't you know who I am? I want my own studio. I'm on television. Yeah. I star on Channel 7 on a Saturday.
They're not even in the office. How would they know?
Exactly.
What are they doing out in the streets?
It's a great atmosphere, but it's going to be too flash this year. So hopefully we can make up for it next year. And in the meantime, we've got our work cut out for us to try to win that Scone Cup.
Yeah, just before we get to your chances, tell us about juggling life at the moment. You've got young kids at home and you're running a stable during a pandemic. How's life considering what you're dealing with?
Well, it's still pretty full on. We've got a big team. We've got lots of different things to juggle. This is the time of year that the boys sit down and start doing the matings, which is quite interesting. And we reflect on which stallions we're going to go to. We've got three new sires joining the roster this year that have all filled up pretty quickly, and they're the future for us. And the big guns like Exceed and Excel and Lonro and the up-and-comer Brazen Bow, they're hammering away, going well too. But I suppose what we need a few winners. So hopefully we can saddle up a few this weekend.
James, what makes the Scone Cup Carnival so special? I've had Loz and Middo on to me every single day about I've got to get up there and it's so good. But what are some of the things that stands out for you?
Well, one interesting part about it, Clarkie, is that the Scone Cup is right in the heart of the soul of the Australian breeding industry, which is the Hunter Valley. And you've got all the major studs and all the big players right around the corner that promote it, that sponsor it. They normally run a big tent marquee there where there's money raised for charities, stay-in nominations are thrown in. There's hundreds of people fill that marquee that help create that atmosphere. And the locals all take half a day off. I know that because I used to work there in the Hunter Valley. Everybody takes a half day off on that Friday to join up on the race day. The Saturday, which this year is going to be run at Rose Hill for different reasons, but the Saturday, where all the stakes races are run, is actually a much quieter day. It's the Scone Cup, full of the handicappers coming through, that is really celebrated by all the locals. And I just get the feeling the whole community gets behind it, and it doesn't matter what it is anywhere in the world. When the whole community gets behind something like that, it's always heaps of fun to be a part of.
You've got a great chance in the Darley Scone Cup as well in Phaistos, which has come back really well this preparation, James.
He's flying. I mean, I don't think he could be going any better. We won an honest race for him at the end of last preparation at Randwick, and we thought we'll put him away for the Scone Cup and we get him here third up. So there's a bit of a target race feel about this for him. And with Bucko riding after a little bit of a let-up, Bucko looks like he's gotten his eye back in, and It'll be great to see him sort of having him about midfield defence and when we need him to. And the horse is just travelling really well, looking for him. Should be perfect down on the limit in this race.
What about on Saturday at Rose Hill? You mentioned the fact that it's been transferred from Scone to Rose Hill. You've got a couple of runners, starting with Rainier in the Luskin Star Stakes.
Yeah, the horse was a good win against Phaistos first up, and we gave him 4 weeks off between runs to have him nice and fresh for the 1300. He makes a very strong race here. We won this race the last couple of years with two very good horses. The first was Osborne Bulls and the second was Trekking. Out of interest, both of them ended up placing in an Everest later in the year. And Rania is not quite up to them, but if the pace can go on a little more than expected and they're a little vulnerable, well, he's a tenacious competitor, Rania, and his wins have been close finishes, but he drives at the line when he's in form. And we saw that first up 4 weeks ago. Hopefully we get the chance to see it again.
Gee, you've got some nice fillies in the stable at the moment, James. And we spoke to your boss, Vin Cox, the other day, and he nominated Aquitaine as one to watch in the Denise's Joy on Saturday. What's special about Aquitaine?
Yes, we spoke about that on Monday. We're pretty sweet on this filly. She's just a strong daughter of Exceed and Excel. She's got speed. She's quite sensible now that she's fresh up into another racing campaign, had a little bit of experience travelling down to Melbourne, and all of those things read really well. We've loved the way she's set up for the race. And Vin's on the money there. I think she'll run a very good race.
And you got Enfleurage in the race as well, and they've drawn next to each other. And, gee, I mean, you've got the choice of the jockeys, don't you? You've got Bobin and McAvoy on both of them.
Yeah, we've been really lucky lately to get these good riders riding our horses. Whether Enfleurage runs for next week at Randwick, whether she's going to we'll wait and see. But she's not sort of drawn to advantage there as a go-forward horse. But that's something we can look at in the next couple of days. But definitely follow that filly Aquitaine. She's a good chance there, even though it's a very strong race.
And Soothing will also be racing again. She's a nice mare.
Yeah, she's just got to get races run to suit her. And the Rosehill 1100. It does make it a little hard, but she's training really strongly, and I would not surprise to see her finish amongst the place getters.
What about Trekking over there in South Australia on the weekend in the Goodwood, James?
Yeah, I was just on the phone to Adelaide this morning. Freezing over there, Loz. It's about 6 degrees. My French correspondent there is travelled over there with his wife, had to isolate for 2 weeks, and he's looked after the horse getting straight off the float, and he said he's fresh and well, he's feeling good. I think we can win that race. We're 4 weeks off going into it to keep him sharp. He's third up. I thought the run at Randwick when they went no gallop last time was excellent in finishing second, and as a Stradbroke winner, he's got a little bit of class about him for that race.
And at Wyong today, you got a few in, James. Can you steer our listeners into something there?
Well, look, I wouldn't be afraid to have something on Camp Rifle, even though he's a little while between runs. I think he's going well enough to run a solid race, but I wouldn't be having a last on him, but I'd just keep him a little safe.
Okay, good stuff, James. Great to talk. It's such a shame we won't be able to see each other at Scone this week, but we look forward to it in 12 months' time with Clarkie. You can introduce him to all that's great about Scone, but great to talk to you as always.
Thanks, Jared. Yeah, save the private jet for next year, mate.
I'll tell you what we'll do, James. We'll get Clarkie to dust that Ferrari off and we'll come and pick you up for a lap.
I'll ring my dad.
I don't reckon that'll be too popular at Scone, though, I must say.
No.
Maybe on the amount.
Don't worry, it wasn't too popular anywhere.
Yeah.